Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Father, I thank you that we are privileged to know the gospel of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful salvation, for these wonderful testimonies this morning, for the goodness of God toward us. Thank you for your divine word. We pray your blessings upon the word of God this morning. We ask you to help us to speak the word of God, and we'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach to you for just a few minutes this morning on in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. I believe that a thankful attitude is one of the most important Christian virtues, to have a thankful attitude. Now, this passage of Scripture I just read to you, three short verses, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. This is the heart of what it means to be a Christian. Rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. That's what characterizes the life of every Christian. Rejoicing, praying, giving thanks. Hallelujah. This is supposed to be the thing that marks my life, and it marks your life as a believer in Jesus Christ. The world, what does the world have to do with a religion that doesn't bring about joy and thanksgiving? I mean, if we don't have anything better than the world's got, why would the world want what we've got? But when you get saved, brother, God changes our attitude, gives us an outlook, a bright outlook and a bright outlook, and causes us to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now we know how important the will of God is. And we know that every child of God, this is their heartbeat. They want to do the will of God. For we know that not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now I have people that come to me a lot of times that I want to know what the will of God is. What is the will of God for my life? And they're overlooking some very plain things in the Scripture about the will of God. And this is one of those plain things in the Scriptures about the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. This is God's will for you, that in everything you give thanks. Now get this again. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So this, my brother, is to characterize us as the people of God. We are to give thanks in everything. This is the will of God for you. Psalm 107 says four times in that psalm, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Four times in Psalm 107. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why does he say that four times? Because praise and thanksgiving is so rare among men. Oh, that men would praise God. You know, this is something that God urges us to do, because it's part of Christian character that we be a thankful people, that we praise God, that we recognize the blessings of God, and that we give God glory. Listen, we believe in being full of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit. But sometimes we miss what that really means. Listen to what the Scriptures say in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. He says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Then he tells us how that affects us. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's part of that rejoicing evermore, you know. Part of that song in your soul, song in your heart. This is what it means to be full of the Spirit of God. This is how it affects us. We speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, and then says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what it means to be filled with the Spirit. We're giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ah, y'all, hang in here. Don't get nervous. I know what the time is. Just hang in here a few minutes. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God wants us to be thankful. He wants to create in us a thankful heart. And unthankfulness is the result of sin and the cause of other sins. I want you to notice with me right quickly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where he talks about the character of men in the last days. He introduces this section saying, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That's in the first verse, 2 Timothy 3. In verse 2, in the last part of this verse, he says that men would be unthankful and unholy. So this would characterize people in the last days. They would be unthankful. Why are men unthankful? All right, look with me now in verse 2 at the description of men's character in the last days. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now, when a man is a lover of his own self, when he is in the place of God in his life, when his world revolves around himself instead of revolving around Christ, it's all about me. He is unthankful because he feels like everything he gets was owed to him. He deserved it. It was owed to him. So he's not thankful. You know, you to be thankful, you got to recognize that what you enjoy, the blessings you enjoy, have a source. They got a source. And so when we think, well, it's all my doing, you know, I'm the one that's the reason for all these blessings in my life. Then we don't give thanks because we feel like it's all owed to me. I earned it. I deserved it. Men should be lovers of their own self. They'll be covetous. Listen, a covetous man is that man who has this unholy thirst for something more. So he's never thankful because he never has enough to be thankful for. If he can just get something else, he'll be thankful, but he's never thankful because he never has enough to be thankful for. Then it said there'd be boasters. Those people are unthankful because they consider themselves to be self-sufficient, self-made, proud. They're unthankful because, you know, it's an humbling thing to be thankful. To recognize that I don't have anything God didn't give me. My talent, my abilities, my health, my strength, my breath, it all came from God. And so I don't have anything that God didn't give me. It's an humbling thing to be thankful. There'd be blasphemers. And a blasphemer is not thankful. He's a blasphemer. Listen to me now. He's a blasphemer, which is the result of being unthankful. A man who is thankful to God for the blessings and benefits he enjoys would never blaspheme God if he recognizes that God is the source of his blessings. They'd be disobedient to parents. Y'all, I know that you didn't have perfect parents. I didn't either. And I wasn't a perfect parent. I wish I could say I was, but I wasn't. And you know, I got brothers and sisters. I have two sisters and a brother. And some of my siblings found fault with my parents, and they became bitter about the shortcomings in my parents' lives. I knew my parents had shortcomings, but I didn't focus on that. I focused on a dad that loved me, a mama that cared for me, a mama that when I was feverish, sick, stood by me, bathed my forehead at night when I was running fevers, looked after me, stayed up with me at night, sacrificed so I could have something. My dad, who worked hard, labored so he could bring a paycheck home, prayed for me, taught me about Jesus. I look at those kind of things. I focus on those things, the wonderful things about my parents. My parents got killed in a car accident, same day. They died, same day. And, you know, I loved my parents, and I'd been working for them and trying to help them, going down to North Carolina and South Carolina and working to help them get a place to live. I love my parents, but when my parents got killed and died in that car accident, all of a sudden it was just open to me what wonderful people they were. I just saw it so clearly. What wonderful people my mother and dad was. And I loved them, and I tried to honor them and give them honor, and they knew I loved them, but I felt like, God, I could have done better. I could have done better. My parents were so good to me and so kind to me and done so much for me. Y'all, are y'all hearing me? This is one reason we're not thankful. We fail to realize the good things that are done for us from our parents. When we lose a thankful attitude, brother and sister, we have started on the journey to moral and spiritual ruin. It was said about these people, in the last days, they'd be unthankful. The very next word is, they'd be unholy. And when you read Romans chapter 1 about that society that plunged into moral freefall, you will read that they were not thankful. They knew God. They didn't glorify Him as God, and neither were they thankful. And because of that, they went into darkness, spiritual darkness, and because of that, they went into moral freefall, and that society was given up by God to homosexuality and lesbianism and every kind of vile sin that you can think of under the sun, because it started when men were unthankful. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 100, you probably memorized it, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord, how? With gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And He takes good care of His sheep. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Why? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Brother, I'm telling you, when you have a thankful heart and a thankful attitude toward God, you can serve the Lord with gladness. And when you walk around with a thankful heart for what God has done in your life. And I'm telling you, I preached this, I felt this on my heart this morning, because God has been so good to us and blessed us so wonderfully in this convention. And all year long, God has been blessing this church and helping us and reviving us and strengthening us. We've been through tragedies. Families sitting on these pews have been through tragedies in recent months. And God has supported and strengthened and helped them. And God's blessed this church and saved souls and helped us through our tragedies. And we ought to give God glory and honor and thanksgiving. We don't want to drop our head and moan and groan over the problems we've got. We want to lift up our heads and let God know we are thankful for what God has done for us. We want to bless that wonderful name. We want to enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, because the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. In every circumstance of life, brother and sister, don't ever let the devil cloud your vision and keep you from recognizing the goodness of God to you. Now, we don't give thanks for everything, but we give thanks in everything. Matthew Henry was robbed. Matthew Henry, you know, that wrote the commentary, probably the most popular ever. He was a child prodigy. He was giving explanations of Scripture at 3 years old. And he wrote the 17th century, this commentary on the Bible, still one of the most popular commentaries on Scripture. He was robbed one day. And after he was robbed, he wrote, "I give thanks. I give thanks to God that though I was robbed, they didn't get much. And though I was robbed, they didn't take my life. And I thank God that it was I who was robbed and not I who was doing the robbing." Do y'all ever try to find something to be thankful for in distress, times of trial, times when things are not going well? Do you ever try to find something to be thankful for? It's there. It's there. It's there. Let's stand together. Oh, I feel the Lord's presence here. Oh, the Lord's so good to us. My, my. Do we have a thankful heart this morning? Could we just raise our heart to the Lord? Say, "Lord, we do thank You. And help us to be more thankful. And focus our eyes on the goodness of God. That we'd have thankful hearts." Come on, give God glory. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Rogers among us this morning because of mercy. God, our families have been through so much, and You've undergirded them and strengthened them and helped them. Lord, I praise You. I honor You this morning. I want to give You thanks that in spite of all that the devil has been doing, in spite of all the sickness that we've endured, in spite of all the trials that have come to us, our church has been so blessed of God. Lord, the unity of the Spirit. Oh God, the souls that have been saved. The blessings that You've bestowed upon us, Lord. The sanctifying work of God. The filling with the Holy Ghost and fire, Jesus. We give You glory and honor this morning. We praise You. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, we don't want to be unthankful. We want to remember the blessings of God and be grateful for what the Lord has done. Lord, we know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And I pray that you'd help us, Jesus, to trust you and believe in you and give thanks to you. Don't ever let us lose that thankful heart. Father, keep us praying without ceasing. Keep us rejoicing evermore. Keep us, Lord, giving thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Oh, we praise you this morning, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord. You're our shepherd, our keeper, our helper. We can boldly say the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. You've never failed us, Lord. You've been there when we needed you the most. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy. Oh, Lord, I pray your blessings upon this congregation. Pray that you'd speak to our hearts and draw us close to you. I pray, Lord, that not only on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights will we give praise to you, but all during the week, Lord, we'd live with a thankful heart for God's goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.